Hello, welcome to the fifth episode.
It's not an episode, though.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, fifth podcast. Or fifth in the saga that is mainstreamo to hardcore and every cliche shop from room.
By the way, our name is very memorable, so just...
Yeah. I just was leaning back quite quickly. Anyway, here's the first song.
This is a new song. Yeah, so that was A Million Dead with I Am The Party. Quite an old song from a good album.
From a classic album, if you ask me. A song to ruin. Go and buy it if you haven't got it.
Yeah, so next we have a very special guest in the room. His name's... can I tell them your name?
Yes.
Don't do the stupid voice.
Sorry.
His name's Louis. He's the lead singer of... a band called The Obstacle Race, who we played a few shows back. He's a family member of mine.
Not of mine.
Not of Charlie's. But he's here just to tell us a little bit about his podcast. So go.
Hi. Yeah. Basically, our podcast, me and my friend Akash, we're just out to incite hate in the podcast world, basically. Yeah, just, you know, crybaby emo kids. What others? Emo girl talk, yeah, and even this podcast I'm appearing on now, just, you know, just, yeah, our main targets of hate, and yeah, so check us out, but only check us out if you listen to the other podcasts. The URL is www.anotheremopodcast.podomatic.com. Sorry, it's a bit hard to say because it's so long, but yeah, that's it.
Thanks for
You're
that.
You're going to put that on your MySpace, aren't you?
I might put it.
We'll put it up.
We'll put it up.
Brace yourself!
That guy's a dick. So this is our next song. It's by The Audition. Don't listen to The Obstacle Race.
Was The Audition with You've Made Us Conscious. They sound quite a lot like Fall Out Boy, but a little bit more funkier, kind of like in between Panic at the Disco and Fall Out Boy, which isn't a very wide gap to fill.
Yeah, there's not much there, is there?
There's
really?
Not much there.
There's not much there for maneuver.
Apart from they're like Panic at the Disco without the synth. Panic at the Disco have a synth. Yes, they do.
They do.
They do. Good.
Yeah, so Charlie, I got in today and I downloaded a podcast.
Really?
Yes. And it included a section on it, but basically a member of, well, not a member, a person, a young woman, ranted for quite a long time about another podcast. And she said that she wanted to like stab this girl. And we've talked about this girl, and we like support this girl. I think.
Yeah. Where did they want to stab this girl?
Stab her in the forearms.
Forearms.
In the forearms. I think.
So like in the right forearm and the left forearm.
I don't know. They wanted to use a cocktail knife.
What is a cocktail knife?
I don't even know if a cocktail knife exists. Why? To be honest. She was so angry. You should hear her. She's so angry. She's just so wound up, and I think she just came out with a cocktail knife. And forearms as well, I mean...
Why would you stab someone in the forearms?
And this girl, the podcast girl, she's 15. Why would you want to harm an innocent 15-year-old?
Yeah. That's just harsh.
But it got me...
I'm going to find that girl, and I'm going to stab her with a cocktail knife. Actually, no, I won't, because I'm not going to stab anyone. I'll just shake my fist at her.
But
what happened to that? Shaking fists. You know, that used to scare people. Back in the old days, now it's all like, oh, I'll just stab you.
I know.
Freaking, just, it's gone way out of proportion.
I know. There is a lot of hate. It got me to thinking about all this hate there is at the moment. Yeah. Like, we just had my brother in talking about his podcast. And okay, he says that he wants to incite hate, but he's only joking. But I think
he is only joking.
But he is commenting on, like, there is so much hate within, like, emo and, like, the scene and all of this bullshit. Yeah. Like, I know when I go to shows, I don't wear fucking drain pipes and I don't have, like, my hair all, like, done and, like, and I just feel like some sort of fucking outcast about it. Like, people just look at me and they're like, why are you here? Why do you listen to this music? I remember when I went to go and see Coheed in Brighton, I literally just walked in the room and everyone just turned around and looked at me and gave me a dirty look. And I was like, sorry, what? It's just ridiculous. Do you have anything to add to this rant?
Well, I've been kind of been getting dirty looks all my life, really. So I've kind of got used to it. And also I wear a tartan
kilt?
fake fur lined hat. So I get quite a few looks from that. So, I think it's a bit harsh for people just hate for no apparent reason, especially when they don't know the person. Like, you know, like, Martina Butler is doing that podcast all by herself. Well, her dad helps, but, like, her dad doesn't really know much about emo. Well, I don't know, see? I don't know, because I don't know her dad. And I don't hate them, because I don't know them. And they're just, you know, if it wasn't for her making an emo podcast, there probably wouldn't have been any others. She was the first, and you should just respect that.
But I just think it's got to the point where, like, if you don't wear drain pipes and you don't, like, have your black hair and you don't have your tight t-shirts, I just stupid. It's like, we all like the same music, so why can't we just, you know what I mean?
It's true.
You know what I mean? I just thought it was stupid. When we went to go and see the Bleds, and we were like, it was weird. It was weird. There were so many people there who just sat at the back and just, it was like they were there just to be part of the scene or whatever. I don't know. It's weird. If anyone would like to comment on the scene, I know it's pretty cliche to, like, say, oh, I hate the scene or whatever. I don't hate it. I don't hate anyone. I just, you know,
don't like the attitude.
Yeah, there seems
some
to be
people,
like,
in the
yeah.
scene of, like, they claim themselves that they hate the scene. Well, I'm not sure if they do, but it seems like that, and then
they've got like
seen
an arrogance about it, like, we're so cool, we, you know.
But that's like with every social group, though, really.
What, like townies?
Yeah.
Really?
But townies don't just give you dirty looks. They tend to, well, some of the more violent ones tend to attack you. Anyway, this has gone on for long enough. Brace yourself!
Whoa! Yes.
Whoa! Maybe not.
So that means that it is time for
the
emo and non-emo recommendations.
Okay.
Emo and non-emo recommendations of the week.
Do you want to go first, or should I go first?
You go first.
Emo or non-emo?
Just we'll do both.
Okay, my emo one, it's not really emo, but it's in the mainstream hardcore
genre,
mainly the hardcore. It's Curl Up and Die, or as Nathan once mistaked them as.
No, I didn't mistake them. I was just having a little
joke. You thought they were called.
It's a better name.
It is.
It's a better name.
But say the name.
Surlapandai. If you look at their name, it's like all of,
Yeah, I recommend them. I recommend, unfortunately, we're not robots. Just buy it plainly for the first four tracks. And if you're in a Virgin megastore, go and scan it in under the thing and just listen to the album, the first four tracks. It's hilarious because the man does a little track two thing in between. And that's why I bought it.
And by the way, it's not skipping.
Yeah, it's not skipping.
It's actually playing.
It's supposed to stay like that.
Non-emo. Did you want to say a little bit more?
Oh yeah, and also that Curl Up and Die have split up, so buy it because they've split up, and that's a really crap reason to buy it. My non-emo, it's really two bands. well, it's Death from Above, 1979. If you haven't bought You're a Woman, I'm a Machine, is that it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Then buy it, and then also check out their electronica side project, Mastercraft, spelt without any vowels, which is quite cool. So it's M-S-T-R-K-R-F-T. They've done some remix of their stuff, of their own stuff, and Block Party, and some other bands. It's quite good. It's kind of like Death From Above, but more dancey. Anyway, what are yours, Nathan's?
Nathan's? Who's that? Well, my emo recommendation of the week, although it's not really that emo. I mean, I suppose it like comes under...
Go on.
Or whatever. Anyway, it's Circus Survive's album. Not even going to try and pronounce the name. I think they've only had one album, so just check out that album. I think you can, like, if you can go onto their, if you go on their official website, you can like listen to three tracks, and they're pretty good. My non-emo recommendation of the week isn't actually music. It's the Curb Your Enthusiasm Series 3 DVD, which I got for Christmas.
As you said in the last podcast.
Yeah. Which is pretty good, if you ask me. So, yeah, I recommend that.
Am I allowed to borrow it now that you've watched it?
Or do you want to no. I'm going to buy the next series as well, so...
Okay.
Yeah, so, Curb Enthusiasm. If anyone's a fan...
Did anyone see that Larry David and Ricky Gervais thing? Really? So did we. Wasn't it funny?
It was all right.
I thought it was quite... What did you expect from an interview?
Yeah, I know, but that was the thing. It was just an interview. I don't think it wasn't trying to be funny. It was just... Yeah.
If you can, look up this article Larry David wrote in the New York Times. You can go on their website. You have to, like, sign up, but it's free. It's all about why he won't see Brokeback Mountain because it'll make him gay. It's hilarious.
Talking of gay, me and Charlie are in Virgin Megastores today. And guess what we saw? What did we see, Charlie? Charlie can't remember.
I can't remember.
We saw My Chemical Romance dolls. What the hell is going on?
Oh my God.
What the hell is going on? Can someone please explain to me how My Chemical Romance have managed to make dolls, get dolls made themselves? And the funniest thing was...
the lead singer Gerard Way, the guitarist who has like the short hair and the makeup, and the bassist, all their ones are gone, but it was just the drummer and the other guitarist.
Nobody wanted the drummer. There were like 20 drummer models and like 5 or 6 of the other guitarists of the afro. It was so funny. But I mean,
why would you want that?
What? I don't know,
they're not even that good. Fair enough, like if you want like your Metallica ones or your
legends, they're legends,
or like, you know, or like Kiss, because Kiss, you know, I don't really like Kiss that much, but you know, they're Kiss, you know, they're more of an icon than a group. Do you know what I mean?
I thought it was insane, to be honest. But there you go. Are we gonna go into another song, Charlie? Or
Yeah, okay.
We're going into another song.
And then should we do the quotes afterwards?
We'll do, yeah. Coming up on Mainstreamo to Hardcore. Mainstreamo to Hardcore and every cliche subgenre in between. Emo quotes of the week. But here is The Bled. We haven't decided what song we're going to do.
Yes, we have.
Have we?
Yeah, well, I've decided.
Oh, Charlie's decided. But we got permission to play The Bled. So we actually, I think... We should just play a Bled song every week because they're like one of my favourite bands.
Then what happens when like... We run out of Bled songs to play.
Repeat them. Play them backwards. No, that's a really ridiculous idea. Sorry. But I think we should play one every week, to be honest.
What were we doing? Oh, we could do the Bled quote of the week.
No, this is the Bled.
No, what? Should this be the Bled quote of the week?
No, No. We're going to play a Bled song, then we're going to do Bled quote of the week afterwards.
Okay, let's bye. Go.
Oh, no, don't. Not bye.
Not bye. Yeah, here's Bled. We'll be right back.
Yeah, so that was the Bled with Spit Shine Sonata. Up next, are we gonna do one quote or two?
Might as well just do one.
All right, we're gonna do
one. Because
we've
got the emo quote and we've got the Bled quote.
Oh, we're doing two separate quotes.
Yeah. Remember, we decided last week we're gonna have an emo quote and a Bled quote.
We've decided that we're gonna do a Bled quote as well. Yeah.
Yeah,
and a new feature,
riff of the week. Even it's not really a week; it's really a fortnight. Riff of the fortnight. We should start
riff
saying
of the
that
from now on.
We keep on saying
every. Yeah, it's true.
We say the week. These people are just thinking. They must be thinking, all of our many fans. Yeah, must be thinking that like they're just not. They're like missing out, or like we're just really lazy.
Yeah. Riff of the Fortnite.
Riff of the Fortnite. Start saying that. Fortnite. There
okay,
we go.
So we've got... Okay, so this is our quote, emo quote of the week.
This is a 44 caliber love letter straight from my heart.
This is a 44 caliber love letter straight from my heart. The title of the Alexis on Fire song. And it is Alexis on Fire, not Alex is on Fire. If any of you were curious. I was curious for a while. And then... I went on the website and they referred to themselves as AOF. And, you know, it all just clicked into place.
So, up next, we have Bled Quote of the Week. This is our Bled Quote of the Week.
If it starts to fill, then we'll just shut it off again. We won't convince the jury, we're guilty till we die.
Yeah, so that comes from the Bled's second album. It's from the song Hotel Coral Essex. If anyone hasn't got it, then go and get it. Yes, Charlie? Guy's a dick. So this next feature is Riff of the Week, yeah?
Yeah.
It's a brand new feature. We hope everyone enjoys it. We're going to enjoy it.
Should we just play the riff and then end the podcast? Don't have anything afterwards.
We don't have another song. So this riff...
it's to end the show.
It's to end the show.
We end the show with the riff each week.
I think so.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. So this riff is coming from a band called Bring Me the Horizon.
Are we gonna do them?
Oh, yeah, I think we should. I can't think of anything else at the moment.
Well, I can, but...
What? Go on.
I don't want to do it because it's the Bled and I'd be like...
Oh, no, okay. We're not doing any more Bled.
Do right Bled.
So this is Bring Me the Horizon, who are a Scene band. I didn't say that. Somebody else I know says that. I don't hate the Scene, okay? I don't hate the Scene.
You just said you hated the Scene.
I hate the Scene so much. I hate it so much. Yeah, so this is Bring Me the Horizon. Haven't we played this song?
We have played this song.
But we're just going to reiterate the riff. Hope you enjoyed the podcast.
As much as Nathan hates the Scene and I kind of don't like the Scene that much.
Like the Scene, some Scene music is cool.
It's just, as much as this riff rips off quite a lot of riffs, it is bloody good, especially with the whole...
Bloody good.
Bloody good.
Who says that?
Me.
Sorry. So yeah.
Me.
Don't look at me like that.
I am looking at you like that. What?
You're making me nervous.
Can we
man.
Go?
I'm trying to present a podcast here. You want to fight? Anyway. Hope you enjoy the show. Check us out on our MySpace.
Yeah. Well, if they're listening, they probably know we're all
yeah, well then
there.
Leave some bloody comments. Bloody comments. I'm saying
See,
it again now.
Bloody comments.
Just get
anyway,
in touch.
Anyway,
get in touch.
Here's the riff.
Safe.
Bye.